Outside of Dallas, road crews building an extension of the Bush Turnpike have run into a snag, namely a family of red-tailed hawks that's nesting in a bur oak tree right in the middle of where the road is supposed to go. Randy Alexander monitors environmental issues for the North Texas Tollway Authority, and he joins us now by cell phone. Mr. Alexander, where are you?
I am sitting out in a field in Carrollton, Texas, watching a hawk nest.
And this is the hawk nest that's in that bur oak tree right in the middle of the extension?
Most definitely.
What do you see?
Well, just a few moments ago, one of the young had flown to a tree about 50 yards away from the nest tree and was sitting in the tree. And he was the only one of the three that was nearby. And the adult bird flew in with a rat. And the two other young followed the adult into the nest, and she is actually feeding that rat to the two young as we speak.
Yum.
Yes.
So there are three babies.
That is correct.
And it sounds like they've all gotten out on their first flights then.
They have. They started flying sometime late last week, Thursday or Friday, trying to learn how to hunt, I think.
How big are the babies?
They're basically the same size as the adult now. It's just the plumage is a little different. They don't have the telltale red tail that the bird gets its name from, but they're pretty big.
And that must be a big nest.
It's probably 3 feet around, and it's actually probably about 3 feet tall. It's built up near the top of the tree in a V between two limbs, and like today, the wind's blowing about 30 miles an hour, and it's standing solid, so I think it was constructed well.
They know what to do.
That's right.
So what has to happen in terms of the road crew? Can they do any work at all, or do they have to wait?
Oh, no, they're most definitely working. They were working pouring some bridge columns about 200 feet from the tree when we noticed the chicks were in it. Instead of continuing south towards the tree, we asked if they could work to the north, and they willingly did that, and they've been working to the north, and they're actually kind of turning around now and coming back towards the tree.
How close are they allowed to get?
We told them to stay about 200 feet from the tree. They are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which is one of the oldest conservation laws that the federal government has imposed. And they, along with 800-some-odd birds, are listed on that act, and those birds can't be killed.
Well, the babies are now flying around. When do you think they will leave the nest for good?
I'm thinking it's going to be real soon. I mean, there have been times where they haven't returned at night. One or two of them have stayed out all night because I usually come right at dark and get here before daylight. I think maybe a week or two at the most.
And then when that happens, what happens with the turnpike?
Well, when they get back down to this area, they'll go ahead and take that tree down, and there's actually a set of bridge columns going almost on top of where the tree sits now.
Do you see any of the hawks now as we wrap up our conversation?
Actually, the two of the young are sitting on the nest eating the rat as I speak. The mother just flew off, and she is soaring above the tree.
Is she really? What does she look like?
She's beautiful. She's got a very red tail. She's fighting this 30-mile-an-hour wind, just kind of sitting kind of stationary above the tree right now.
And we're missing one offspring then, which he's gone AWOL, apparently.
Right. One of the offspring, the one that was over in the tree nearby, actually flew away. I thought he was going to go try to get some of the rat, but it just continued on to the west.
Well, Randy Alexander, thanks so much.
No problem.
Randy Alexander, whose title is Environmental Excellence Manager for the North Texas Tollway Authority, which is waiting for a family of red-tailed hawks to leave the nest before it can complete a $379 million extension of the Bush Turnpike.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Roth Family Foundation for support of the NPR Endowment, helping to fund NPR's West Coast Production Center. From the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, supporting the TB Alliance to find a better cure for tuberculosis, which takes a life every 15 seconds. GatesFoundation.org. From the Annenberg Foundation. And from the James Irvine Foundation, supporting NPR's West Coast expansion. www.irvine.org. Partners in building a better California.